This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. This is Bill Peters, and you're listening to the CEO Show. Today, I am here with Brett Hurt. How are you, Brett?
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So Brett is the CEO, founder and CEO of Data.World. And Brett's going to tell us a little bit about Data.World, then we're going to talk about some of the things that are unique to Data.World. So let's start with Data.World. This is not your first adventure, is it?
It's not. So I've been the CEO of now six companies, always been the founder or co-founder of them. And Data.World is now actually the world's largest collaborative data community. If people that are listening to this are familiar with GitHub and how that's become a huge force for good around code and lots of programmers collaborating around code on GitHub, we do the same thing for data, and we're really built for specifically data scientists and data practitioners, and we have people using Data.World from all over the world to collaborate on data both inside their corporations as well as across universities, across different foundations, you name it. It's on Data.World.
So, Brett, how is it different? I mean, it is. I was on your website, and it, me personally, I'm looking at it saying, wow, we should look into this, you know, as a corporation.
Absolutely. And it's every business I've started, actually, when people have initially seen it, they say, gosh, that's so obvious. Like, why has that not existed before? And I've always thought the same thing as an entrepreneur when I'm starting it. It's I'm looking for those things that are overly obvious. But here we are living in this networked age, and we've all got immediate access to information. Supposedly, right? We've got Google for search, and we've got all types of information out there on YouTube, and you know, lots of how-to videos, and all types of TED videos, and everything else. But when it comes to data, which everybody says data is the new oil, data is highly siloed, very fragmented, very hard to understand, and it's buried like hidden treasure all around the world. If you're looking at cancer data, you're looking at climate change data, you're looking at poverty data, that's the state of the world. But if you're looking at online advertising data, which is what supports the business models of Facebook and Google and other internet giants, that data is highly understood. So what has paid for us having access to immediate information is really good access to data about each of us so we can be targeted with ads. But we've got some big problems in the world. What about climate change? What about poverty? What are we going to do to eliminate cancer? And that's where we come in for all that other data that's just getting really thrown to the side and is buried out there.
Versus going on the internet or YouTube, which I know are two of the biggest search engines. I think they're one and two right now. Data.World. Give me a little bit more detail as to how you function and you're different than those two venues.
Yeah, sure. So you go to Data.World, and let's say you're searching for a data set on climate change. You go and immediately find that data set through our search engine. You can see who's worked on that data. You can see what they've done with the data. You can see how that data is actually coded, so you can understand all the fields that are made up in that data. You can immediately query against that data. You can immediately do visualizations on it with all different types of partners we have, from Tableau to Microsoft Power BI, to Google Data Studio, and any number of tools that people in the data field use. And then you can immediately share that data with anybody in your organization. Now, how this works for corporations is they use it to find all the hidden treasure inside their companies. if the state of data is like that around the world, if you look inside of a corporation, there's spreadsheets flying all around. There's emails being passed all around with different data. There's lots of different ways that people are collaborating, but it's very fragmented. There's no centralized source where they say, well, let's look at, for example, our sales data and have it be a social experience where everybody can query against that, can discuss it. We can ask questions for the data analytics people to jump in and do new visualizations to really understand our ground truth. If you look at data like that, it's highly fragmented and highly and there's it's not well understood, and that's where we come in.
I have to say, this is very exciting stuff that you're talking about. We recently interviewed a healthcare CEO, a professional of an 11-hospital system, and he was talking exactly about what you talked about in the healthcare segment, where there's fragmented data on patients, and doctors are not getting the whole picture. So
yeah.
I see how this will work.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And it's the most soulful journey I've been on. It's certainly the most ambitious business I've started. I've got three amazing co-founders as well. And it's complicated. I mean, it's a very complex problem that we've bitten off to solve. But the implications of solving it are massive for the world. It'll mean that we'll be able to cure cancer faster. We'll be able to cure climate change faster. We'll be able to cure poverty faster. And corporations will be incredibly efficient because they'll enter this age of modern data teamwork, not unlike what happened with GitHub when people entered the age of modern programming teamwork, and that created this absolute explosion in open source code and all types of collaboration around code, the benefit of the world. That hasn't yet happened in the world of data.
Brett, is there a downside to any of this?
There's no real downside to being open and collaborative. It's a question that we get asked a lot, because especially now with tech so much in the news, and we're seeing some obvious downsides. The way that we make money, just so your listeners understand, is that we make money by corporations using us and using us in private to collaborate on their data sets. If you're using data.world out in the open and you're benefiting the public body of knowledge, then it's completely free to use and always will be.
And for all of you listeners out there, there's about 700,000 of you listening this evening, I went on the website, and I think it's free for the individual.
That's
and,
right.
And then it's very nominal fees for a small group.
Yeah, I mean, there is even an individual pricing if an individual wanted to start using it for a lot of their private data, but it's very low pricing, and you can see it all at data.world/pricing. It's all spelled out.
And the website again is
data.world.
Okay,
it's not .com. It's data.world.
We actually
thought of the name of the company 3 months after .world became a thing on the internet, and we didn't know. It was funny because we were talking about the idea, and we're just, you know, talking about how much better the world would be off with a service like this. And our co-founder Brian Jacob, who's our CTO, came up with the original kernel of the idea, and so we're brainstorming with him and building on it and riffing on it, and out pop, it's like data.world. We quickly went on the internet and we're like, oh my gosh, 3 months ago that actually became a thing. That actually is a domain name. So it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat that we get to pioneer a non.com type of website.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to take a break in about a minute, but I want to talk a little bit about you started to say how you formulated this idea and a collaboration amongst, what, three founders, was it? Three co-founders?
Well, there's four of us, yeah.
Four mm-hmm. co-founders. Yeah. But the background, your background led to this, didn't it? So tell us, give us a little bit about your background, Brett.
Yeah, sure. So this is my sixth technology company as an entrepreneur. And I've fortunately been a very successful technology entrepreneur. My last company was named Bizarre Voice, and it means the voice of the marketplace, and it's responsible for most of the customer reviews you read when you're shopping online. It's the intel inside that kind of powers that on Walmart.com or BestBuy.com or the HomeDepot.com or Expedia.com. It's that engine that powers that, and there's so many of these engines out there on the web that power different components of it that you would never know about. You would never know that that is actually powered by another company. And that turned out to be a very big business. We went from zero to over $100 million in sales in 6 years, had a billion-dollar IPO. That business was just incredible. And culturally speaking, it was rated the number one company to work for in Austin when it was small, then number one when it was medium, then number one when it was large, which was just – it had this incredible, you know, palpable, you know, culture. And it really changed the world. I mean, when we started Bazaar Boys, there were only three retailers in the entire United States who had customer reviews on their site. That was only in 2005, which was 2 years before the iPhone came out. It was 1 year after Facebook was invented, but was yet not open to the public. It was only at a few schools. It was before Twitter, it was before Snapchat, before Pinterest, before all of these things that came along and made the internet a much more social place. Prior to that company, I started a company called Core Metrics, which became...
So let me interrupt you because we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Brett Hurt is going to tell us a little bit more about his background and something very special that Data.World is doing. Back in a few.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Bill Peters on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Brett Hurt, who is the founder and CEO of Data.World. Brett, you were talking about your background and what led you to this. Let's continue that discussion because I think our listeners are really intrigued by this.
Okay, great. So Core Metrics was the company that I founded prior to Bizarre Voice. And Core Metrics was invented in this time where people were just starting to sell online. We invented it in 1999. And it was actually an outgrowth of a business that I had where I was selling sports nutrition products online, things like power bars and that type of thing. Starting in 98, I started that business with my wife. And I became completely fascinated with how do you understand what customers are actually doing online, because my parents were retail entrepreneurs, and I would tell them, Mom, Dad, I'm selling to people all over the world now on the internet, whereas, you know, your stores were only selling to the people in that, you know, in that region of Austin. And I was like, but I have no idea what they're doing. I only know if an order pops out. I don't know how they're navigating. I don't know what ads they're bringing them in. I have no clue at all. The state of the art was to know nothing except for, you know, how many people are visiting the site and how many people are buying. That's it. It was like a black box. And so I started to create my own analytic tools. I've been programming since I was 7 years old. Since I was seven. I was very fortunate to have a mom who really believed in me. I actually named my blog as a tribute to her. I blog a lot about entrepreneurship. It's lucky7.io. And we're investing in a lot of startups, too. So I also blog to help
I read that about you. That's terrific. Yeah.
And so here we are just flying blind, and we invented these analytics, which became the foundation for really measuring success in body matrix and the sports nutrition business that we had. And we were able to double our online sales by really just understanding, like, what people were doing and being able to do personalization. If someone was browsing fat burners, for example, but not buying, we were able to get them a targeted coupon. And I had this eureka moment when I met with CD Now and Amazon, and both of them said, Brett, you have to start this business. We need this. And I thought, how is that possible? Like, you guys are so much bigger. You know, I've got this small little e-commerce site, and it turns out that we had, you know, it was right place, right time is something that was so obvious at the time that everybody needed. And that became a global business. That business ultimately got bought for around $300 million by IBM. So it became very successful. But, wow, it was started in 99. And if you remember what happened very quickly after that is we had the dot-com bust. So we lost almost all of our clients, and we had to rebuild from there. We almost went out of business. And then right after the dot-com bust, we had 9/11, where Fortune 500 companies were also just shutting down hiring, and it was really scary time for the U.S. But all, you know, we all rebounded from that, and Core Metrics survived and eventually was bought, as I mentioned, for around $300 million. So it had a good ending, but it was a scary journey.
Brett, yeah. What an adventure, and congratulations. Yeah. Well, let's shift gears now, okay? Because for you listeners out there, Brett and I are actually in Dallas, Texas. We're at a conference called Conscious Capitalism, and Brett is a former director of Conscious Capitalism, and he has structured Data.World into what I thought was somewhat of a unique, and very few companies are doing what they're doing. So let's talk about the structure of your company and how that plays into what you do every day.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, I don't think we would have adopted the structure that we have had it not been for the journey we've been on with other conscious capitalists at this summit. I go to the Conscious Capitalism CEO Summit every year, and it just fills your soul. It really does. You see CEOs pouring their hearts out about how the practices that they've actually implemented to take care of all stakeholders. So when we started Data.World, we wanted to take that to the next level, and we're searching for solutions to do that. And I got to meet the founders of B Lab, which created the B Corporation movement, which is most certainly birds of a feather with conscious capitalism. It's all about business as a force for good. And the B Lab founders created a corporate structure called a public benefit corporation. It's actually a legal structure. It started in Delaware, just like C corporations. A lot of people that found C corporations found them in Delaware because they have the most case law. And it actually allows your company to become protected to not just maximize shareholder profit. That's very important, obviously, or it wouldn't be a company at all. But it allows you to maximize on other dimensions of key stakeholders in the business and surrounding the business, like the environment, like your employee base, or do you have a truly diverse population and everything else. And you actually codify your mission of the company in your charter in Delaware. We're incorporated in Delaware as a public benefit corporation. And I actually message this to every person that signs up for Data.World. They get an email from me the day after they sign up, welcoming them to the Data.World community and talking about our mission and talking about the fact that we're a public benefit corporation. We're also a certified B Corporation because B Lab certifies companies to say they actually are, you know, there's teeth. They actually are living their values. They truly are diverse. We've looked at their employee base. They truly are good for the environment. We've looked at that. And then those scores are publicly posted. So we're also a certified B Corporation as well.
And I think you told me before the interview that you're in the top 10% in the entire world.
Yeah, we now have been named for the second year in a row. And we're only 2.5 years old, but we've been named for the second year in a row in the top 10% of all B corporations in the world, and specifically called out in this category, best for the world for the long term. And that makes us feel great. That's obviously fantastic. The thing that makes us feel the best, though, is the fact that we can see every day in the Data.World platform that so many people are doing amazing things with the platform. You just never know when you're going to see, you know, amazing impact in the platform when you start a business. And I'll give you an example. Like, you know, a few days ago, I was reading an article of all places in an Italian newspaper, and it was calling out Data.World and how we really helped advance. You know, and it wasn't us, by the way. It was a community member of Data.World just using our platform. But they had really helped advance the knowledge about what's happening on the ground in Syria. Like, how big of a humanitarian crisis is this really? And it's huge. And that just filled my soul to know that, you know, here we are, you know, 2.5 years later, having created this platform that people are using in that type of manner. It was pretty amazing. There's been all types of amazing data insights created as a result of the platform that you can find all over the place.
Well, Brett, on that note, I want to thank you again for being on the CEO show. And for all of our listeners out there, go to the website data.world. Thank you, Brett.
Great. Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Seifert. How are you, John?
I'm fantastic. Great to see you, Robert.
And John is the worldwide chairman and CEO of Ogilvy & Mather.
Correct.
Probably one of the most prominent, if not arguably the most prominent, branding advertising firm that ever existed in the history of mankind. Here you are. You started in 1979. You're an intern. Now you're the global CEO. But not only that, you're transforming the whole company, and there's going to be a rebranding that's never happened before. Talk about what Ogilvy is to you, and then let's talk about what you're accomplishing through your rebranding.
Terrific. Well, I'm the ninth chairman and CEO of the company. I will be the last one to have been mentored by the previous eight, including David Ogilvy himself. So I tell everyone at Ogilvy that I stand on the shoulders of those who served before me. I don't want to let them down. So when I come to work every day, I have a very clear view of my job. My job is to ensure that the Ogilvy brand not only thrives in the short term, but that it lasts for the next 50 years, and hopefully well beyond that. David Ogilvy was a founder. Ogilvy is a founder brand. And I take enormous pride in the fact that I was developed through nearly 40 years in the company by people who thought that they were carrying on the founder legacy of David. Not in the context of let's celebrate the past of Ogilvy, but that they needed to do their part to add something important and valuable to the future of the company. And that's certainly how I look at my job. Our refounding, which we will be doing in early...
Are you calling it that refounding?
We are. We're calling it the refounding of the company, not the relaunch of the brand, not the... not something that might be more conventional in today's world of transitions and transformation, but really to refound the company and the Ogilvy point of view in a world that has changed dramatically in just the last 5 years in terms of the role of how brands are built, the role they play in people's lives, and how we think about them in the context of a total experience that you have with a brand, from how much you trust and believe in the company and the people that lead the company, to the quality of their products and services, to how they improve your life every day. So we believe that this is a unique moment to reaffirm our belief in brands, our purpose statement, which we will be using as the foundation of our refounding, is about making brands matter. There's a lot of conventional views in the world today that says brands don't matter. Big data matters, and you can build brands without communications or without creating an emotional bond in terms of why someone might want to do business with you. And we think that's nonsense. Data obviously is incredibly important, but we ultimately believe that brands are built to help people simplify their lives, make better choices, and we believe that people want to do business with brands that they trust and value and like.
So I would say brands are arguably more important than ever now. It's just that it's so quick, the arc of how they change.
Exactly right. And
the stakes are so much higher, because you could have an ankle biter come in out of nowhere and take over all of your market share.
No, absolutely right. And, you know, we know from a lot of our global clients, they are seeing more and more competition from local markets that have brands that are positioned in a more culturally relevant way. So, you know, that's a big threat. We see brands that are built through, you know, non-traditional forms of communication. It could be how it, you know, shows up on your mobile phone or on your computer in terms of what that experience is like, to brands that simply create a feeling based on how they actually work. So the world of brand building has changed, but brands have never been more important.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEO who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with John Seifert, and he is the CEO, globally CEO and chairman of Ogilvy & Mather. So let's talk about the world and how it's changed, because now everything is completely different. The digital world, the attacks, cybersecurity. How has the customer experience changed for people who want to rebrand their company? And what advice do you really have to CEOs to succeed in this new world?
Well, I would say the first is that CEOs today have to be more curious, more connected, more engaged than ever. One of the things that we're doing at Ogilvy as part of our refounding is we're introducing new tools to enable our leaders to be more in touch with, more connected to not only our people, but to the voice of our clients and beyond. We're partnering with a company called 100X that has developed capability around listening. Listening not in the classic survey of fill this out and tell us how we're doing and maybe we'll look at the results and maybe we won't, but listening tools that let us respond in real time to both the really positive things that are going on in terms of how we're performing as an organization for our people and how we celebrate people who are, you know, going above and beyond the call of duty and representing our brand on a day-to-day basis with clients.
Okay, I want to interrupt you there. The negative. What's the rule of thumb? If you have negatives and you see it in social media, do you respond immediately? Do you try to just let it pass? What's your philosophy?
You absolutely do. I think you've got a real-life example this week in the case of the CEO of Starbucks. What was the first thing he did when Starbucks was accused of discriminating against two African Americans who were in their store in Philadelphia and were being unfairly treated by a store manager? He got on a plane, flew to Philadelphia immediately, talked publicly about how that act of a representative of the Starbucks brand was not consistent with their beliefs and their values, took responsibility for the problem, which was amplified in traditional media, social media, led to sit-ins and protests in Starbucks stores in many cities, and then confronted and met with the two individuals affected by the company's behavior. Within 24 hours, they announced a system-wide shutdown of the store to help train all employees in the area of unconscious bias. To me, that is a modern example of a listening CEO. Someone who understood the problem, was fearless in taking ownership and responsibility, and constructively addressed it. They may face some negative reaction for a while, but in the end, that behavior, that demonstration of brand belief is ultimately going to make Starbucks stronger.
So the key is to know systemically who your brand is, but then to act immediately.
Yes.
In everything.
And I think, I think when you act immediately, you won't always get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's okay. Because it's much better to be seen to be responsive and taking ownership of the problem.
So character is more important than content.
In some cases, it is. And character, ultimately, in my view, is what will define the success or failure of a brand.
Okay. We've about 2 minutes until we take a break. Important question, rebranding. You're doing a refounding, which I love that term. How should CEOs look at in this world where everything's changing? Should they rebrand or should they stay the same? What should go through a CEO's head?
Well,
conversation?
The first is you have to know what your brand is about. So, you know, it's easy to change the identity system of your brand. It's easy to introduce new capabilities, products, and services around your brand. But ultimately, you need to know, what does your brand stand for?
How do you know that in one sentence?
You know it by...
Is it what customers say?
It's what everyone thinks. What your customers think, what your shareholders think, what the media thinks. You know, brands are defined by everyone who has a stake in the performance of that brand. So having a true holistic view of the brand from all quarters is essential to start.
Okay, and once you know that, then what do you do? You've 1 minute left.
I think the first thing is know what your purpose is. Know why you matter. And know what your narrative, your story is. You know, why should anyone care about your brand? That's the foundation. From there, you then have to define, how does your brand show up? How does it create the kind of experiences that make people, that bond people to you? And that starts on the inside, knowing how your employees feel, your suppliers, everyone who's responsible for contributing to your brand in the marketplace, and then ultimately how consumers engage with you, and being able to respond to all of those stakeholders in a way that makes the brand stronger over time.
We are about to take a break. On those words, when we come back, we're going to talk with John what he actually learned from David Ogilvy. And you're going to hear the story. 1979, he was an intern at Ogilvy and now the CEO. Back in a few.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Seifert, who is the global CEO and chairman of Ogilvy & Mather. And I want to now go into, we spoke about branding, let's go into becoming a CEO. You start in 1979 as an intern at Ogilvy & Mather, and you actually got to meet David Ogilvy as well.
I did. So I started as a summer intern, having read David's book, Confessions of an Advertising Man. I had a family friend who introduced me to Ogilvy, having worked for David in New York. And she thought that I was not necessarily living my life to the fullest. I was a crummy student. I was sort of difficult in that period of time in my life. And so she thought I needed a role model to follow. So she gave me Confessions. She then got me a summer job through the help of Bill Phillips, who was then the president of Ogilvy in the U.S. And I started on a summer day, and I was hooked the second I was in the company. I had never pulled an all-nighter in school. I think I had two all-nighters my first 2 weeks at Ogilvy. And what I loved is I loved the energy and creativity of the environment of an advertising agency. About 6 months after I started, I begged them to keep me on after my internship was meant to end. And I think I finally just wore them down. And I ended up dropping out of college and staying with Ogilvy until today. I met David. I was given the opportunity to go pick him up at his hotel on a visit to the Los Angeles office. David got in my little Mazda RX-7 sports car. He could barely fit in the car. David, and most people didn't know, David was a big man. He was like a farmer. He had, you know, it was a big, large man. He must have asked me 100 questions between picking him up at his hotel and the 20-minute ride to the airport. And one of the most important questions he asked me is, how did I like the training at Ogilvy? And he went on and on about how Ogilvy was about building not just the character of the people who were part of the company, but expanding their knowledge, teaching them everything David knew about creating successful, effective advertising. And when I told them that I didn't know about the training at Ogilvy, that I hadn't really been on any training programs, you could see he wasn't very happy about that. And so when he went into the board meeting that day, he asked them how they were doing with their training programs, and everyone said, oh, fantastic, everyone here has gone through them. And they said, well, someone should go tell John Seifert that. He doesn't think you have any training. And a few hours later, someone burst into my little cubicle and said, what the hell did you say to David Ogilvy? That experience created a sort of pen pal relationship, and he would often pen me small little notes of encouragement. One of the greatest regrets in my life is he invited me to Tufu, to his home in France, that I never had a chance to see him there at Tufu. But I remain close to his widow, Herta, and David was foundational in my entire life and in my career at Ogilvy.
What was one lesson that you could think of that you learned about branding, about leadership, that really stays with you through all these years?
I do think it, you made this point earlier, I think it is about character. David was a brand in and of himself. He had an extraordinary character. He had a core set of beliefs and values that he shared with everyone who was part of the company.
What were some of the biggest core?
Divine discontent, maybe the most compelling. Never be satisfied. He was insatiably curious. Now, here's a man who didn't start the agency until he was 40 years old. He was an Amish farmer. He worked in a kitchen in France. He was a pollster for George Gallup. David believed in living a multitude of experiences to to fulfill a very wide life in terms of point of view and values and ultimately character. And it's one of the things that every day when I come to work at Ogilvy, I'm most excited about, is I think that is ultimately what defines us as a company, as a brand. And it's something that I think we apply in all the work we do for our clients.
And it sounds like you're bringing that philosophy in, because I know you're bringing in a listening culture.
Yes. And I think part of what we want listening to be about is helping us to better understand the needs and opportunities that our people are looking for. And in this hyper-connected, very fast-paced world that we live in now, being able to be more responsive than ever to help them realize their dreams.
Specifically to listen.
First of all, we're making it possible to listen. So we're creating this partnership with 100X. They have a tool, a digital tool, that can be delivered in your mobile phone, on your laptop, on your desktop computer. And in less than 30 seconds, you can tell us how you feel about the company, how you think about the last meeting you went to, who made a difference in your job today. So a very simple way of getting a sense of how people are feeling and what they need. And what's working and what isn't working. Because it's all digitized, we now have the ability to follow up and respond to it in real time. So it's not something that we need weeks and months to analyze. We can see the data, it can be reported in a simple dashboard, and we can be immediately responsive to both the things that are great by recognizing people who are doing amazing work, and also address issues that need real-time attention.
And that's what you advise to CEOs about, real-time action. You're going to use that.
Exactly right. We have a simple tool for making it work for our employees, and ultimately we hope for our clients at large. But the point of listening is, whatever mechanisms you use, we live in an outcomes-based world now. If you want to create the right outcomes, you have to listen harder than ever to understand.
That's probably advice you'd immediately give to CEOs.
Exactly.
Listen, figure out the right tools. So let's talk about more of your culture. You've 15,650 people around the globe.
Yep.
And you're very focused on creating an environment of diversity and inclusion. Talk about what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, it's really simple. The more diverse you are, the smarter you are, the more creative you are. David Ogilvy understood that. It's one of the reasons David wanted to expand internationally, because David knew that by having a multicultural company, he was going to better serve not only our clients who were trying to expand internationally and globally, but he would be able to leverage that creative diversity for better work, bigger ideas, more enduring campaigns that would build brands over time. You know, the evidence is in. You know, the more diverse you are, the better you perform. And we know that our industry has been too slow to promote women into the most senior leadership positions in the company, to retain a multicultural workforce. We have set very specific goals of representation in the company now. We have no problem recruiting very diverse talent at the junior levels. And we can easily take responsibility for building diversity at the very top. The hard part is the middle. Is retaining people and ensuring that everybody believes that they have a long-term career opportunity in the company and want to be part of your agenda. And that's what we're working extremely hard on. So that means being clear about our values and our beliefs in terms of diversity and inclusiveness, and holding people accountable for their behaviors, but equally making sure that we live up to the standards that we set, and that means measuring and holding ourselves accountable.
Well, John, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much.
And everyone, listen, be ready that there's going to be a refounding, not a rebranding, but a refounding of Ogilvy. How exciting is that? And for all CEOs, focus on listening and reacting immediately.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.